This is Coastal Connection, our spotlight on the community. I'm Terry Wright. Today, we're happy to have Ted Peterson in the studio. He's an assistant professor of communications here at Florida Tech, and Hershley Raymond, the editor of the Florida Tech newspaper, The Crimson. This is the time of year when we recognize free speech and your right to it. In light of that, you're going to have an event. You want to tell us what's coming up?
We're having our third annual now free speech event. And basically, it's a celebration of the fact that the student newspaper is really a free press, that the administration, staff, faculty, and trustees do not censor the newspaper. And to me, that's really important as an instructor. The educational arm of the newspaper, it allows these students to make really tough decisions, and they learn so much through that. And Hershey would probably agree that every issue, we've got something that we've learned, a hard decision that we had to make. And because it's a free press, I don't take that decision away from them and that educational opportunity away from them.
Well, free speech, people seem, especially in this country, people seem to take it for granted. So that's kind of the idea behind this whole day. So there's three different parts to this. Tell us about the fun part. Well, it's all fun.
Well, there's an event from 11:30 to 1. It's called Live Free or Eat Free. It's our free lunch, free speech demonstration. It's going to be on the Crawford Green. And what we're doing is we're roping off all of the Crawford Green, and we're making it into our little country. To enter our country for your free lunch, you have to sign. And when you sign, you're signing away your First Amendment rights. And it's going to be in like fine print. So like a lot of people aren't going to read. They're just going to sign their name so they can get free old school pizza and free Jersey Mike's subs. Once they're inside the country, they have no First Amendment rights. So they don't have the rights to free speech. They don't have the right to assemble. They can't petition. They can't practice religion. If they do any of these things, we're going to send them to jail, which is a little roped off part in our country. So it's going to be a lot of fun. The event is sponsored by Old School Pizza, Jersey Mike's subs, the Society of Professional Journalists, in the law office of Michael Kahn.
The more educational component of this event starts in the morning.
We've got a keynote speech at 9 o'clock, and it'll be in the Hartley Room. And it's a guy called Alec Klein. He's the director of the Medill Justice Project that's out of the Northwestern University in Illinois. And that's a pretty cool project. They take kind of an elite group of journalism students, and they find a case of somebody on death row that has a legitimate claim for innocence, and they investigate it. And they're journalists, not activists, so their goal is to find this story and tell the story. And so he's going to be here at 9 o'clock, coffee and pastries in the morning. So we got the free food there, too, as well. And then in the afternoon, Klein will join again for a panel that'll include a Florida Today editor, Mara Bellaby. It'll include an attorney named Jack Kirschenbaum, who represents news divisions. And then it's moderated by Adjunct Professor Michael Kahn, and that'll be at 3:30 in Crawford 112. It's an auditorium on the first floor of Crawford.
And this is all happening on the 26th of February. That's a Wednesday, and it's open to the public. So if you're in the area and you want to come by and hear any of the speakers, or if you want to get a free lunch, sign away your First Amendment rights, then you can do that. Is there a website or a place where they can get more information about this event?
Sure, you can go to crimson.fit.edu. and find more information.
All right. Well, it sounds like a lot of fun. I want to thank you guys for coming in, and we look forward to the 26th right here on the Florida Tech campus.
Thank you.
Thank you.